More than 2 weeks after Hurricane Maria made landfall, most of Puerto Rico remains without power, and government officials there say it will take months to fully restore electricity. And with a strained communication system, island residents are still assessing all the damage. As residents of Puerto Rico arrive in Massachusetts looking for refuge, some residents of this state are headed to the island, looking to help and to learn more about their loved ones there. WBUR's Simone Rios is in San Juan and joins us now. Hi, Simone.
Hi, Bob.
So, first of all, if you would, tell us where you are and what the conditions are like exactly where you are right now.
I'm in San Juan right now, standing on the balcony of an apartment in a neighborhood called Miramar. It's an upscale area in San Juan with a view of the ocean. There's few lights on here and there, and there's sort of a sense of stagnation all around. I don't know if you can hear in the background, but all over the city you can hear generators running, and you can smell all the gas they're burning, too. That's how people are getting their light. The place we're staying at does not have electricity or a generator, but we brought lanterns, and thankfully there is running water here.
As I understand it, you found a lot of people already there who have Massachusetts connections. Tell us about a man, as I understand it, you met on your plane ride to Puerto Rico, who's from Puerto Rico, but was here in Massachusetts when the storm hit.
Yeah, so at Logan, I met a gentleman named Nelson Soto from Guayamo, Puerto Rico. He came to the States before the hurricane for his daughter's birthday. It's hard to imagine what he's been through over the last few weeks. When we spoke, he'd only heard from his wife the night before.
Knowing that I have my wife down there, I have a daughter with a situation, a medical condition, not hearing from them was just, I'll just say sleepless nights, just kept my telephone with me all the time, hoping that I would get, you know, some kind of call from my wife.
And he said he cried. He had to cry to the people at JetBlue to get him on a flight. After three attempts, he finally got one. It was the same flight I was on.
Tell us who else you've met.
We've come across so many people here so far, Bob, just in our first 24 hours. For the most part, everyday Puerto Ricans, you know, struggling with the hardship of no electricity, as well as scarce food and water supplies. Yvonne Beltran lives in Revere, and she's from Puerto Rico. It took her five attempts until she got on a plane, and we rode with her in her pickup truck to a place called Corozal, where her family is from. We pulled up to a lumber yard that her family has owned for many years. It was just completely destroyed, and you can't imagine. She says the business has been the foundation of her family's success, and now it's in complete ruins. I asked her how she's processing it all.
Sad, but at the same time, maybe because I am resilient, hopeful that maybe the people get like a push to try to fix things, try to do more agriculture. But I don't know. It's just hope, Simone. It's just hope.
Just hope, she says. Tell us a little more about a Massachusetts group that you're looking to meet up with next that's trying to provide a little hope in the form of assistance, Simone.
Yeah, there's actually a couple of groups that we're trying to meet over the next few days. One of the groups is called Proyecto Enlace del Caño. It's a social justice organization that does work around environmental restoration, but obviously now in the short term, they're responding to the disaster relief. The other group that we're hoping to meet up with, it's called Taller Salud, which translates to health workshop. Right now, they're helping the community with basic supplies like gas and water. They've also set up a community kitchen that's being run by women in the neighborhood.
Let me ask you a big picture question, if I might, Simone. You spent your first day mostly touring the island, looking at the damage. Share some of these first impressions that you had as you were driving around Puerto Rico.
Man, it was really mind-blowing, Bob, I have to tell you. I'd never been to Puerto Rico before, and underneath all the broken trees and electrical lines all over the place, you can see Puerto Rico is a beautiful island. We drove more than 100 miles around the area west of San Juan, and the whole times our mouths were just wide open at all the destruction. Gasoline is now widely available, so there's plenty of cars on the road, but everywhere we went, there was just endless trees and vegetation and infrastructure and stoplights and everything you can imagine wiped out by the hurricane winds. It's almost like everything that wasn't bolted down was blown away. We spoke to a lot of folks along the way, and they say there's next to no support from the government, very, very limited. They are managing, though, and, you know, at the end of the day, Bob, people are making do with what they have and the help of their neighbors. And really, they're glad to be alive.
WBUR's Simone Rios reporting from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Simone, be safe and looking forward to hearing more from you this week.
Thank you, Bob. I look forward to talking again.